case number 10,616, Donald E. Cox, west of Route 1, northwest of Atlantic Avenue, being lot E40 within Sea Air Village Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Yes, sir. Donald E. Cox, 19964 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
In the mobile home park of Sierra Village, I would like to obtain the permit to install an exterior shed, storage shed on the property. It will meet every requirement and setback of property lines and of every nature except the setback of 20 feet from another building. The shed will only meet a setback of 15 feet to one neighbor, and he was not opposing that at all.
Well, see, I've talked to your neighbor on this.
Yes, sir. I've talked to all three neighbors that have been in the community, or the ones that are there, and the hearing sign's been in the front yard, and no one's opposed to it as far as I know.
Okay. And now, you haven't moved the shed on there yet?
Honestly, I have.
Well, you have.
There was a problem with delivery date, and then there was a problem with last month's calendar that I couldn't deny the delivery, but I did obtain the building permit and everything at that time.
Okay. King.
I do have a plot if you'd like to see it, just to understand.
We have one, I believe.
We have
that, sir.
Oh, I'm just.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. We have that. Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Worby?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, these two lots are unique in that they're very small. Since the applicant does have a single wide and not a double wide.
That's correct.
I would suggest, or I think he might even suggest, that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, given the limited storage space. Obviously won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, in that all the other properties do have sheds, and therefore to put one on it would be a minimum to afford relief since he's meeting all the other setbacks. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,616.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,616. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Yes,
thank
sir. You.